Research hypotheses are always about mean differences, and they're always about populations. Remember, there are three possible research hypotheses for a two-group ANOVA. The group two does better, the group one does better, and the null. Again, we insist on the ability to hypothesize the null because we need to be able to hypothesize that some groups aren't different on some variables. We need the null. The nulls are organizing principles. So for research hypotheses, when we use the symbol null, we mean things like equivalent, nearly equal, not significantly different, not enough difference to care, because I always have an emotional expression in there somewhere. It's unlikely the average of two populations is exactly the same. What we mean is that the mean difference isn't large enough to care about. So here's just some examples of different statements of research hypotheses for a particular qualitative and quantitative variable. Not worth spending a bunch of time on, but there for you to read an example. The null hypothesis is always about mean differences. Like the research hypothesis, you got to remember it's about populations. Neither our null hypotheses nor our research hypotheses are about our samples. Our sample is there to be representative so we can make an inference. Now, in the null hypothesis, this is actually an equals, and it means mathematically the same.